AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A strong earthquake rattled Pakistan's capital, Islamabad, and other parts of the country. The U.S. Geological Survey says the center of the magnitude 6.5 quake was in Afghanistan and felt across Pakistan. Today in Moscow, Russian President Vladimir Putin says talks with China's Xi Jinping were successful. They talked about Beijing's peace proposal for Ukraine that Western nations have already criticized. Beijing insists it's a neutral broker in Ukraine's peace efforts. The Pentagon is speeding up delivery of Abrams tanks to Ukraine, opting to send a refurbished, older model that can be ready faster. The aim is to get the 70-ton battle powerhouses to the Russian-Ukraine war zone in 8 to 10 months. Cases of dangerous fungus tripled over the last 3 years, and more than half of the states are now reporting it. Researchers at the CDC wrote about the infections. They say the coronavirus pandemic is likely part of the reason for the spread. Former President Donald Trump has predicted he could be arrested today in the investigation in New York over hush money payments in 2016. Trump supporter Thais Diaz was outside the courthouse in New York.
The things that he did for us mean so much more than him deciding that he wanted to go sleep around with somebody. Like I said, we don't look at the personal things because we're not the ones that sleep in bed with him at night. The things that matter to us, he got done.
A Fox News producer claims the network coerced her testimony during a deposition in a libel lawsuit filed by a voting machine company. The lawsuit filed by Dominion Voting Systems alleges Fox amplified false allegations that its machines changed votes in the 2020 presidential election. President Biden is establishing national monuments in Nevada and Texas and creating a marine sanctuary near the Pacific remote islands southwest of Hawaii. This is AP News. A trial is getting underway in Utah against Gwyneth Paltrow. She's being sued by a retired optometrist over a skiing accident. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Terry Sanderson's attorneys say in court documents that Gwyneth Paltrow violently rammed into Anderson while skiing, then got up and skied away. Sanderson says the accident caused a brain injury and 4 broken ribs. He's suing for $300,000 after his initial lawsuit seeking $3.1 million was dropped. Paltrow's lawyers say Sanderson ran into her and is overstating his injuries to exploit her celebrity and wealth. They say Paltrow's group checked on Sanderson and he said he was fine. The trial is expected to last longer than a week. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Police say one of 2 porcupines that went missing from a zoo in central Germany over the weekend has somehow found its way back home. They say Pinky and Brain were apparently stolen from the zoo. Pinky was found by a hiker near the zoo. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.